Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey is just back from 3 days of briefings in Cuba. McCaffrey, a former director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy in the Clinton administration, spent 11 hours with Fidel Castro. McCaffrey says current U.S. policy toward Cuba isn't working and that it's time for Washington to change its approach. General, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you believe is wrong with current U.S. policy toward Cuba?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we're missing an opportunity to deal with the 40-something-year-olds who are emerging now as the next generation of leadership in Cuba. We're stuck with, in essence, policy that's rooted in 1961, and we got to break out of this loop.
How would you change it?
There's a lot of things we shouldn't do. We shouldn't misunderstand that the principle of democracy is worth arguing for. We shouldn't be naive that the Cuban leadership still, in effect, has enslaved their own population. But it may well be that putting more access for Americans into the island would do two things. One, it'll give an economic boost to the beginnings of private entrepreneurship on the island. And secondly, I think it'll flood new ideas and new opportunities for the dissident community. So I think that's step one, is let Americans go there and open a debate and start bringing Cuba back into the world.
Would you end the embargo?
Well, I think that'll be very difficult in a political election year in the United States to get that through. It seems hard to imagine that it would be inappropriate for the Cubans to have access to pharmaceuticals, to food, to medical devices from the United States as opposed to buying a more expensive and less effective alternative elsewhere. So selectively, sure, we ought to detune the embargo, re-engage in Cuba, and start bringing them gradually back into some sort of a democratic and capitalistic environment.
Just this week, the Bush administration accused Cuba of exporting biological weapons technology. 4 years ago, the Defense Intelligence Agency concluded that Cuba does not pose a significant military threat. Is Castro a threat?
Well, I find it hard to believe that he's a military threat in the sense that, the armed forces, which was nearly a quarter of a million people and was engaged in almost a worldwide surrogate battle with the former Soviet Union, now it's 60,000 people. The BW accusation is one that ought to concern all of us. I'm sure Undersecretary Bolton wouldn't have made that charge unless he had new evidence. I was surprised by it. Secretary Powell seem to discount that. So it may well be more of a capability that he thinks is resident, appropriately so, in their little biotechnology industry. But again, I would be cautious in using BW threat from Cuba as a rationale for the continued policy of disengagement, of isolation of Cuba.
You spent 11 hours with Fidel Castro. Is he ready for restoring good relations with the U.S.?
I'm not sure. The guy was extremely sharp, very focused, sort of the ultimate policy wonk. I think probably the worst thing about the emerging generation of leadership in Cuba is they haven't had an opportunity to think for themselves, to exercise leadership responsibilities. This may be the most consolidated decision-making apparatus on the face of the earth. And increasingly, it's grossly out of touch with reality. So I'm a little bit discouraged. I imagine that in the next year to five, we'll see Fidel incapable of continuing to exercise authority. We'll move into a new era. And the question is, will that be the Interior Ministry with its police state tactics, or will it be an emergent Cuban leadership that will allow the exile community some interface with it? And bring them back into the community of nations. That's what's on the table.
Thank you, General.
All right, Bob.
Retired General Barry McCaffrey was Director of Drug Control Policy in the Clinton administration.